I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The Hartford police officer who allegedly kicked a handcuffed suspect in the head says he did so in order to get that suspect to lay flat on the ground. Sergeant Sean Spell said he didn't have the latex gloves he needed to force the suspect, Emilio Diaz, down with his hands, so he used his foot instead. This came after a long car chase in June that involved dozens of officers from three different departments. Diaz was a passenger in a stolen car driven by Ricardo Perez. Both men were arrested by police, but it's the conduct of police that's getting greater scrutiny. In a report just released, Spell said that Diaz, who was by that point handcuffed, in custody, and on his knees, was spitting blood in his direction. He wrote, quote, "I told Diaz to stop spitting blood and to lay down prone, or I would force him down, which he refused to comply. Not being in possession of latex gloves, I used my right foot forcefully onto the lower backside of Diaz's head and forced him to the ground." Spell then said the kick didn't get Diaz to stay on the ground, but it did stop him from spitting blood. After that, Diaz was transferred to a hospital by an ambulance. State prosecutors are reviewing the alleged use of excessive force, as well as the related crimes for which both Perez and Diaz were charged. Hartford police released video of the incident earlier this month and are still investigating. Spell has since retired from the department with a $130,000 annual pension. His attorney declined to comment. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.